Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming shows on June 21st at Tanglewood in the Berkshires, and on July 19th at Wolf Trap outside Washington, D.C. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Larry from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, how are things in Columbus? We were just there.
Things are warm today.
Yeah, it's nice. What do you do there in Columbus?
I'm a glassblower.
No kidding, really?
Yep.
Do you ever worry about like what happens if suddenly you forget and just inhale?
Well, I usually tell people that I'm a glass blower, not a glass sucker.
Yeah. Important to make that distinction. Glass suckers don't last long in that business. Well, welcome to the show, Larry. Bill Curtis right now is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. You ready to go?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
Ancient monsters that children age 9 adore. They give status, like seats, to the final four. Though you cannot have Sue, we've got fossils for you. We museums sell bones of a...
dinosaur.
Yes, a dinosaur. An auction house in Paris this week is offering skeletons of two dinosaurs, calling them, quote, hip interior design objects for people who can afford them. Auctioneers expect the skeletons to fetch up to $2 million. The houses expect interest in fossil collecting to increase exponentially, which is fine, because we all know nothing bad ever happens when a bunch of billionaires get access to dinosaur DNA.
Are these just parts of dinosaurs or the
whole actual skeletons? I mean, more or less complete skeletons, which is why they're valuable. Yeah.
And why you have to have a mansion to
exactly.
House it.
I got to think of something that a billionaire would want to collect.
And then make sure that you have the only one.
Hay bales. I mean, do you think they have hay bales?
Hay bales.
I got a lot of hay bales.
Here is your next limerick.
I did wash my hands. I'm no liar. But my germ count has never been higher. It's a new bathroom scare. All that dank fecal air gets condensed and then spread by the...
dryer?
Yes, dryer is the
dryer,
answer. Yes, very
right.
Good. Good news. Bathroom air dryers that put, you know, the finishing touch in your clean hands are actually giving you a little souvenir of your visit. They're blowing fecal bacteria all over your hands. According to a study in Applied and Environmental Microbiology, the dryers suck in the surrounding air to blast it back out, but they don't filter the bathroom air to make it clean. So we thought we were so smart when we were like giving up paper towels for the environment, but we actually just replaced them with what is essentially a farting robot.
How is this a new scare? Who among us thought these were ever a good idea? Who ever used these? These are disgusting. I make my children stay so far away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, have you ever used a hand dryer in a bathroom?
All the time.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yeah, because
awesome.
Like, what
but
you do is you turn
what
it
upside. You thinking?
You turn it upside down and you pretend like you're falling out of the toilet.
Yeah. That's great fun.
They don't work, but you know, it's when there's nothing else, it's like you just...
When there's
you
nothing.
Do that just so when you wipe your hands on your pants, they're not like total handprints. You know, there's just a little wetness there.
Yeah. Larry, here, here is your last limerick.
Stick with classic kids' names. Just try Leah. Or check furniture stores for ideas. Along with great deals, you'll get Tarva or Niels. You can shop for kids' names at...
IKEA.
IKEA! Yo.
Yes, sir.
Who would not want to name their pride and joy after the coffee table you spent a full Saturday swearing at? In order to keep up with the trend of inventing unusual baby names, millennials, we are told, are now naming their children after IKEA products like Tarva, Malm, and Meatball.
Do they send someone over to assemble your kid's name?
Apparently. Well, some people may
it's
think
missing
giving,
a letter. Yeah.
Some people may think that giving your kid an IKEA name is a bad idea, but nothing makes child rearing easier than setting very low expectations for your child. It's okay, son. We know you'll fall apart after a few years. We'll just get another one.
That's great, because this is going to make people look like a lunatic. Like, why are you telling the futon to wash its hands?
It does get messy when Mom wakes up in the middle of the night and tries to nurse the bookshelf. No, Mama, I'm Billy. Bill, how did Larry do in our quiz?
Larry, blow yourself a glass trophy. You got them all right.
Congratulations. Well done. Thank you, Larry.